Hello, and welcome to the warm-up for Sunday, March 10th, 2024, the fourth Sunday of Lent. My name is Father John Jasica, the pastor of the Chatham Catholic Family of Parishes. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to Nicodemus, "Just as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, so must the Son of Man be lifted up, that whoever believes in him may have eternal life. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish, but may have eternal life. Indeed, God did not send the Son in the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. The one who believes in him is not condemned, but the one who does not believe is condemned already, for not having believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. And this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and people love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. For all who do evil hate the light, and do not come to the light, so that their deeds may not be exposed. But those who do what is true come to the light, so that it may be clearly seen that their deeds have been done in God." This is the Gospel of the Lord. Well, welcome everyone to another edition of the warm-up. Hopefully this brings you some light in the midst of maybe some darkness and challenges in our lives. And I'm using the theme certainly in this beautiful gospel from John. We you know, in our Lenten journey, I've been, you know, preaching and reminding people that this is a joyful season. And it certainly is, because it involves change. And I guess that's the tough part, to change, but Lent calls us back to who God made us to be. Lent calls us back to goodness, calls us back to light, to God's light, you know, and that's always a good thing. And it's not about condemnation. You know, this is a beautiful reminder we hear in the gospel. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. You know, and this is the judgment, that the light has come into the world, and people love darkness rather than light. You know, Jesus came to bring love, to bring mercy, to bring joy, to bring hope, to bring this kind of this proper order of love and of grace that challenges us not to live for ourselves. This sense of selfishness, this sense of greed, kind of just trying to feed our own hearts and souls on their own. You know, this gospel coming at this point of Lent is a good reminder, because Lent is joyful. Lent is not kind of a burdensome season. And sometimes we can approach it that way, that somehow I have to kind of intentionally suffer so that I can feel better the rest of the time of year, whether that's fasting from certain things. And all those things, fasting and sacrificing, disciplining, praying more, giving of ourselves, serving of ourselves, is all of that's in order to step into the light, that our lives are changed. So, you know, when we give up Tim Hortons, which Roll Up the Rim to Win is coming, you know, we give up Tim Hortons or chocolates, and then after Easter, we're back at it. You know, where have we been brought into the light? You know, we want to be brought into the light. Have we gone to the Sacrament of Reconciliation recently? I've been hearing confessions during Lent, and they're looking, people who are in darkness because of sin are looking for that light. They're looking for the compassion and mercy of Christ, the grace and peace of the Lord. You know, so they're desiring, they're looking for that. And that's the call for us. And we know this every year, every time we go through this season, every time we go through kind of a reflection of our spiritual lives, where are we in our relationship with God? And it's a reminder that Jesus doesn't come to condemn us, but comes to set us free, to bring us into the light. You know, the weather is getting better. And we didn't have much of a winter here in Chatham, but there is a considerable difference when people come in. Even if it's cold outside, when the sun is shining, they come into the church more joyful, because the light brings grace. The light brings hope. The light brings growth. Well, that makes sense for us too when we open ourselves to Christ, who is the Son of God, who is the eternal light. You know, that when he is in our lives, when he helps us make those right choices and to purge away kind of sin and distractions and kind of, again, be trying to become fully who God has made us to be, there is a joy. It does involve effort. This is not something where we kind of sit back and Jesus does everything, you know, and to see that light. And one of the things that has been very moving for me during the season of Lent is our Sharing Faith series, which is happening Friday nights. We have Mass, and then we have a witness talk by one of our parishioners, and then we walk the stations. And the witness talks have been very powerful. People have been sharing their light. And I have to say, it's much better than any preaching I can do, because this is real. This is tangible. These are from people that we pray with and live with right within our community. And I'm very thankful that all of them said yes to do this. And it beckons me to do this more in our family of parishes. But their witness, their hopefulness, their faithfulness, and even in the times when they were in darkness, and all of them been sharing kind of moments that they've experienced conversion, moments that kind of they were in some sense of darkness and the light had come. And the light transformed their lives. If you want to listen to and watch any of these witness talks, go to chathamcatholic.ca and click the link, or go to revjj.ca and you can watch them, and you can pray the stations as well. And it's a very powerful grace. And it's also beautiful just to see the light working within, you know, people that are in our community. And it reminds us and gives us encouragement to seek that light, but then, of course, to be that light, you know, to reflect Christ's light in our lives. And of course, for this light to have happened, you know, Jesus had to be lifted up. He had to die on the cross. He had to, in order to illuminate for all eternity that light, he had to lay down his life for our sins. He had to lay down his life to show us, you know, to free us from sin, to free us from death, and to literally be the way. As he says, I'm the way, the truth, and the life. He is the way because he walked that way for us, and we are called to follow, you know. So Lent is a time to come to the true light, as we heard in the last lines of this gospel. But those who do what is true come to the light so that it may be clearly seen that their deeds have been done in God. Right? To be in the light is always for the sake of mission. To be in the light is always for the sake of God's grace, which actually becomes only for our benefit as well. And when we follow God's way, not our own way, our lives are so much better. But it's so that, you know, we walk in the light so that not to look how awesome we are, look to be in the spotlight that shines on us, but to be in that light that we can testify and reflect to those who are in darkness, to those who are in need. And it's God's light and not our own. And boy, isn't that the heart of what Lent is about? It's not about me. It's about God and how I live out God's grace in everything I say and in everything I do. Indeed, God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through him. Jesus came to bring us the light. Let us step into that light, be transformed by Christ's love, and share that light in the world. God bless you. See you this weekend. Be that light for others. Peace.